11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome along to the Football League podcast looking at Leagues 1 and 2. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is Jason Lewis from the72.co.uk and obviously regular pundit on this podcast. How are you, Jason?
I'm very well. Having a good Easter, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. And been an aficionado of the Football League, if you like. You'll be pretty pleased with things at the moment. It's football all over the place in the Football League.
Yeah, football every day it seems at the moment. It's a bit crazy, but plenty of entertaining stuff all through the leagues. I think we're going to have a very good end to the season, I think.
Yeah, you've got three best bets in each of the divisions. But before we get stuck into that, let's just have a quick look at the League One table before we get stuck into the matches. Bristol City at the top of the league, 85 points, clear of Preston, who are on 77, but Preston do have a game in hand. Firstly, do you think Bristol City will end up winning the league now?
I think they're stuttering, definitely. They're not flying away with it. Those two back-to-back draws in the last games, but I think they've been the best side in the division all year, and I just think it's more a case of when, not if, for this Bristol City team for both the league. So it's going to be a great season for them with that JBT win the other week, and it'll be interesting to see how they do in the Championship next year, actually. It could be interesting, and just behind them, Preston, they've been doing excellent, but 5 points to them and Milton Keynes. That's going to be an interesting fight over these last seven games, whether Preston can keep up, because they've been superb last 2 months. They've been on a sensational run, and it's whether they can get over the line, really, is going to be the interesting talking point at the top end of this division.
Yeah, certainly. And I suppose if you go a bit further down as well, the playoffs, the bottom end of the playoffs, that's quite wide open as well. You've got Bradford, Rochdale and Barnsley just, and Peterborough and Fleetwood just outside the playoff places, but only a matter of points in it.
Yeah, nice cluster of games that teams, as you say, and a couple of games in hand to be played, with teams having quite a lot of success in the FA Cup this year. So that last spot, I think, is going to be an interesting one. I'll be surprised if Chesterfield managed to get over the line there with all those teams queuing up. And normally you do have one team that charges late in the pack, and they normally do quite well in the playoffs. So it's going to be, as I say, just exciting at all ends of the table. And then you got down the bottom, it's just as tight, really. You've got Port Vale in 15th on 48 points, only four clear of the relegation zone. They can't really see themselves as safe just yet. So we've got quite a lot of teams feature at the bottom of the table in this week's podcast, so they've all got a lot to fight for, but can they get the results? It's going to be interesting to see.
It is, and we'll get stuck into the games then. Colchester against Barnsley is where we start. One of the teams that's involved in that relegation battle, 23rd place Colchester against 9th place Barnsley, I'm sure are hoping for a tilt at the playoffs if they keep up some good form. Colchester 13-8, the draw is 12-5, Barnsley 8-5. How do you see it going, Jason?
I'm backing Barnsley in this one. I think it's really getting to that time where this pressure's on at Colchester. They've got a game in hand over some of the teams around them in the league, but 4 points from safety, having played the same number of games at Leighton Orient in 20th. It's 12 defeats at home for Colchester this season. It's the worst record in the division in terms of defeats, and they've only picked up more points at home than Notts County, so that says it all, really. But they aren't beaten in three games, so can they get something here against the good Barnsley? So I just don't think they can. They're only beating teams around them in the league. They've beaten Yeovil and Port Vale. Barnsley are cut above those sides. And with Swindon and Preston to play in the final two games of the season, I think Colchester have got to get quite a few points from their next five games. And that starts this Monday against Barnsley. But for me, good side, Barnsley, I'd say. I think I'd back them to make that playoff spot if I had to pick one team. And results do help me. Like, without winning four games, it's maybe an odd team to be backing, but you look at the matches they've been playing, they've had draws against Bristol City and Preston. That's quite a fine achievement, I'd say, at this stage of the season. And the draw of Leighton Orient and the loss on Saturday to Sheffield United, probably disappointing result, I'd say, but I think it's probably a blip. And before that, they did win six straight games and won five of those to nil, so that's a quite a standout price for me. 10-3, Barnsley to win this game to nil against the Colchester side who are at the wrong end of the table is possibly a one if you like your big markets. But personally, I think 8-5 on Barnsley is an excellent offer and probably a bit safer bet because Colchester are putting up a bit of a fight at the wrong end of the table. And I've looked, just if you want a goal score on this one, I think George Wearing's there. I backed him a few weeks ago when he got a brace and it came in quite nicely. And he's any time here at 8-5. If someone's going to score the goals for Barnsley, I think it's probably going to be the lone man from Stoke. He's got 5 goals already for the Tykes. So, but stand out for me is just that win price. 8-5 for Barnsley. You just got to look at the league table. It's 9th against 23rd. Table doesn't lie at this stage of the season. I think that's the one to be had here.
Yeah, and like you say, I suppose the results of late for Barnsley, they've been against, well, difficult teams, Preston and Bristol. To get anything out of those games, they would probably see as a bit of a bonus, wouldn't they? So the results don't maybe reflect how they're playing at the moment.
Yeah, certainly. They're not getting embarrassed in those games. I think, yeah, to get 2 points from Bristol City and Preston, I think any team in the division would bite hand off at that. And Preston were probably happy as well. I think both Preston and Bristol City were probably happy to get away from the Barnsley game with a point. So that says it all, really, when you're happy with a stalemate of a side like Barnsley. I think they're going to be right up there towards these last few weeks of the season fighting for that playoff spot.
Notts County against Coventry is where we go next. Notts County are 8-5. The draw is 11-5. Coventry are 7-4. It's a good old-fashioned relegation six-pointer, if ever I've seen one. Coventry 18th on 46 points. Notts County 21st on 44 points. But if you look at the recent form, Notts County badly out of form. So is this a chance for Coventry to put a bit of space between themselves and Notts County?
I think it is. They've got to be looking at this one. If you say Colchester were having a bit of spirit with their recent form, you've got to say Notts County are going down without any signs of character whatsoever. The worst home record in the division, as I mentioned just before, 1 win in 10 games. It's certainly relegation form. And since Christmas, Notts County made a great start to the season and you had people talk about possible promotion, but since Christmas, they've claimed just 13 points in 19 games and the sacking of Sean Derry hasn't done little to change their fortunes. Whereas you look at Coventry, they've brought in Tony Mowbray and they've certainly got to be pleased with this change. He's got 3 wins and a draw from his first 7 games in charge and that's not extraordinary, but if he keeps that record up between now and the end of the season, I think 3 more wins for Coventry should be enough to keep them up. And they have played a game more than Coventry and with just a 2-point gap between these sides, it's a massive, as you say, 6-pointer. They lost at home to Leighton Orient on Wednesday and they still have Colchester and Crawley to play, who sit 22nd and 23rd. So it's certainly in Coventry's hands whether they do stay up. And I think the away side are going to be fired up for this one. I don't think Mowbray's going to be expecting a similar performance to the defeat they had. And three back-to-back away wins for Coventry says it all for me. And 7-4, they're definitely the ones I'm backing here. And if you're looking for saying probably an outside market that doesn't perhaps pick up all the time, highest scoring half here at 21-20 is a bit of a short surprise, but each Coventry's last 5 games have seen more goals after the interval. And Notts County, 3 of their last 7 games. And in all the other games, it's been the same number of goals scored in the first half and the second half. So it's happening more time than it's not when you combine both these teams. And that's a nice little market as well. And again, I just think this stage of the season, you get some boosted prices on some teams. Pete mentioned it on the podcast before the Good Friday games. And the bookmakers want to back teams that have to get a result, like Notts County here, really have to get a result, and Colchester have to get a result. So you get a slightly better price on the away side because they just don't think they're going to be able to upset the team who have got a lot to fight for. But in this one, both teams have a lot to fight for, and Coventry is 7-4 is the price for me in this one.
Coventry then. For Jason, in that one, the last game we're going to look at in League One is Rochdale against Port Vale. Rochdale are 19-20, the draw 13-5, and Port Vale are 11-4. Rochdale, pretty solid at home. They're 8th in the table. They're only 4 points off the playoffs, and they've got a game in hand of some of their rivals there, whereas Port Vale, 5 straight defeats for them. It's all kind of falling apart for Port Vale at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly. I think a contest, if you look on paper, it's a bit different to the two other games we've previewed on the podcast. It seems to just be going the way of the home side. And I might be a bit dull there on the format, but a price just under even, 19-20, is certainly not too shabby. And you really have to take some sort of value when it's there at times. And Rochdale still have plenty to play for this season, hovering around those playoff places with that game in hand. And games are running out, so it's got to be a time now that Keyfield side are going to have to make a charge if they're going to really do it this season. They've pushed Preston all the way on Friday, and to lose 1-0 Preston, you mentioned early Preston's really difficult team, and to lose 1-0 there, it's not a disgrace. And to return to Scotland, where they've been so strong recently, 100% record in their last four games, beating Yeovil, Scunthorpe, Crewe and Chesterfield. It's certainly them. MK Dons and Swindon both to play at home. There are easier run-ins for sides around the division than this one for Rochdale, but with them at home, they've got no one to fear, and I'd say rightly so. And Port Vale, they playing Port Vale should really give this Rochdale side some extra confidence. They've got to avoid being complacent, but Port Vale, they've lost all their last five games, and losing to Sheffield United and especially Swindon is not shameful, but to lose at Colchester, against Colchester, Leighton, Orient and Crawley, who all sit in the current bottom five, it's simply not good enough. So Rochdale here, if you had any doubt beforehand, I think what I've said there should cement a Rochdale win here for any punters listening in. I think at 19-20, it's not a sensational price, but sometimes it's just you've just got to take it, and it's almost you're going to almost double your money on that bet. So if you want something a bit bigger, Ian Henderson anytime, 21-20, or if you want on the win cost, 7-4. He's got 18 goals this season. He is the core of this Rochdale attack, and he's about to go on three games, so he's due one, and I think he'll look forward to playing this Port Vale side, who have been shipping the goals of late. So it's saying else to 7-4 to Rochdale over 2.5 goals. Three of Port Vale's last four defeats have been over 2.5 goals, and whilst Rochdale's last five wins have all been over 2.5, it fits the other quite nicely. Personally, I prefer the Ian Henderson anytime win cast at 7-4, but it's really horses for courses with what you think. If, like me, you feel Rochdale are going to be too strong in this game.
Yeah, very much pro Rochdale in that one then. Moving on to the League Two action, Burton against Wickham is where we start there. Burton 5-4, the draw 21-10, and Wickham are 12-5. It's top of the league, Burton against third place Wickham, so it could be a bit of a cracker this one.
Yeah, it's a bit of a definitely ding dong there. We got 6 points at the bottom end of the table, and this is your sixth end at the top of the table. 6 points, sorry, at the top end of this League Two table. I remember before last weekend's podcast, I was in the belief that Burton, they had the league wrapped up, four-game winning run and just a few games to go. But with two draws, one at home to Stevenage on the telly, I watched that game. It wasn't a great game. The pitch didn't help. But Shrewsbury have won back-to-back games in that time. And it's just a single point between the teams at the top of this division. And Wickham themselves, not completely out of it, 4 points behind the leaders. They can rest easy, Burton, however, with an eight-point gap over Bury outside the automatic spot. So they just need to get over the line here. A win here would probably be the final statement they need. It would push Wickham back a little, and Luton away next weekend. Its recent form suggests it's an easier game than it once was, but there's no easy games at this stage of the season, and Burton will want to get this promotion wrapped up as soon as possible. Whereas Wickham, meanwhile, they've responded to two defeats in around February by going eight games without defeat, winning five. That run ended on Good Friday with a bit of a crazy game against Oxford that they ended up losing 3-2, but the question is, will that dent confidence ahead of this big clash? It'll be difficult to tell, I think. Looking at how both have fared in the other big games they've played, Wickham's only victory over a side in the current top four came at home to Shrewsbury. They drew at home and away with Bury and at Shrewsbury, whilst they're outclassed at Burton at home, I think, when these two teams met back in November, losing 3-1. The league leaders have been a little indifferent, losing at Shrewsbury and Bury, but they beat both those sides at home, and for me, this strength at the Pirelli Stadium could make the difference. And at 5-4, it's probably the best price you'll definitely get on Burton at home between now and the end of the season. And I see it going quite similarly to those Shrewsbury and Bury games. They won both of those 1-0, and a single goal win margin for Burton has popped up 13 times this season. And half of Wickham's six defeats this season have been by a single goal. So if you want a single goal win for Burton, you're going to have to go into the handicap market at Burton minus one on the tie, 11-4, it gets you that margin of a victory, and it's the one I'd be backing here. 11-4, I think it's going to be a very tight, nervous game. Certainly one to be had. If you want a possibly an easier bet, Wickham have got some real firepower in this division, and 18 goals in the last nine games. Burton seems to always score at home, so both teams to score here, even money, is a nice little bet. And so I think there's value to be had here. It's going to be a very close game, so I can see why you back Wickham with the recent form, but I think Burton here should just nick it possibly 5-4, and if you want that minus one at 11-4, if you're feeling like me that it's going to be a very tight game, I think you won't be far away.
Yeah, I like it. Burton just to nick it then in that game. An interesting game coming up next. Hartlepool against Southend. Hartlepool 12-5. The draw 11-5 and Southend are 6-5. If you look at the league table, Southend in 5th and Hartlepool down there in 22nd, you could be forgiven for thinking that Southend would win this quite easily. But Hartlepool have hit form of late and they're not a bad side at home either. So is it as clear-cut as it looks?
I don't think that. If I ask you, Mark, before I go into any detail, who do you think I'm backing in this one to pick out on the podcast?
Well, I'd say probably you'd go for Southend, but looking into it, I'm guessing you might be leaning towards Hartlepool, perhaps.
Yeah, I think the Operation Escape, if you know them, had their Hartlepool for me. I'm a bit of a romantic of an old escape. I'm a Bournemouth supporter, and I remember the days when we escaped League Two a couple of seasons, and it's really a great escape is a great thing, and Hartlepool are heading right in the away from the bottom end of the table. They remain out of the bottom two and with a draw at Newport. They probably should have won that game. They were 2-0 up early on, but take the positives. It's another point on the board. Away from home, they haven't really picked up much all season and they're unbeaten now in 5 games, and with that superb home form, 4 wins in their last 6 home games, it's been the backbone of this rise off of the foot of the table. So on paper, Southend are the hardest team that Hartlepool have left to play, but at home, I think they should fancy their chances against anyone the way they've been playing. And Southend, it's interesting. They certainly have a lot to play for because they're in the playoffs, but they're kind of stuck in a sort of void between 8 points short of Wickham in the automatics and 7 clear of Stevenage in 8th. It's all about trying to get some form going into those playoffs so they could perhaps make it to Wembley. So most will look at league position, you say, and be back in Southend just straight off the bat. But for me, Hartlepool, this fairy tale has still got a couple more chapters left to write, and a home win against the side placed 5th in the division could go down as that result that really got them going in this push. So Hartlepool 12-5, it's just maybe me being a bit of a fantasist, but I've just got this feeling that they're going to escape relegation here at the final hour, and this could be one of the wins that really pushes them in the right direction. So 12-5 Hartlepool win is a superb offering, and what I can say is I can't imagine Hartlepool making this game a very open affair with lots of chances. So under 2.5 goals at a short price of 8-13 is a conservative bet, but perhaps as part of a little treble, if you're looking for some unders, overs bets is a good little one to have. And 7 of Hartlepool's last 9 games have been under 2.5 goals. That tells you what they're trying to do here. They're trying to keep games close, stick in the game. And the Hartlepool winner in under 2.5 is a bold 9-2 price. You're back in Southend, is there at 3-1, but I think if you went for Hartlepool 12-5 and had under 2.5 goals as 2 separate bets, you could trick them if you wanted. You could have Hartlepool and do the, or not trick them, Hartlepool 12-5 as a single, under 2.5 as a single, and also take Hartlepool win and under 2.5 goals at 9-2. It would be a nice little bet to see come in, and if you landed all 3, you'd certainly be having a great Easter Monday, I can be sure of that.
Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it? But I get where you're coming from there, because Hartlepool definitely still got fight in them, and like you say, if they win this, it gives them real momentum to stay up, doesn't it? So I like where you're coming from there. And the final game we're going to look at is Cheltenham against Stevenage. Cheltenham are 21-10, the draw 21-10 as well, and Stevenage 7-5. Stevenage up in 8th in the table, only 2 points off the playoff places. Cheltenham all the way down at the bottom on 37 points, but It's a tricky one to call because both teams are very much out of form.
Yeah, certainly. I think Cheltenham are a team in League Two that look set to slowly drift their way out of the Football League. Gary Johnson's come on board, but really he's relieved of his duties at a sinking ship at Yeovil, and I've got here that he's really just climbed onto a different sinking ship than choppy waters, because without a victory in 7 games, and whilst the teams around them, like the Hartlepool, have shown some real fight and spirit, they are struggling. They are only 3 points behind Hartlepool, but I just can't see where they're going to get points between now and the end of the season. They've still got Wickham and Shrewsbury to play, and with trips to Wimbledon and Northampton as well, and they're not easy places. So it's a tough one when you've got a side like Cheltenham who need results but aren't really forthcoming and getting them. And Stevenage popped up on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, and it was definitely, we discussed it, that any time they seem, most certainly they're not an easy side to beat, but they draw far too many games they should win, and this sort of thing is why they're not in the playoff places as we speak. And at 21-10, the draw just seems the right thing there, that two teams out of form, Cheltenham have got a bit more to fight for. They might grind out something. And Stevenage just aren't easy to beat, but they just don't really inspire you to think they're going to come out here and dig in and fight against Cheltenham and perhaps get that single goal and hold on to it. So the draw price is 21-10. I can't see it being a high-scoring game again like the Hartlepool one. These sides at the bottom will try and keep it close. So the draw and under 2.5 price at 11-4 is a real tempter. And this one I've picked out is just under 1.5 first half goals. It's a short one again, but sometimes you want a little banker to just get the day going. At 4-7, I think it's going to be a quiet early doors in this game. And I think the draw is the pick. I don't pick a draw often. If many people see the podcast, it's probably only the second or third time I've picked a draw out. But it just seems to suit this sort of game that no one really is going to step up and grab the ball by the proverbial horns and score a goal and hold on to it. So I think draw 21-10 would be my pick in this one.
Okay, we're drawing that one. Before we finish, do you have a best bet for Bank Holiday Monday?
My nap this week would be, I'm assuming Pete will reveal all his in the Championship. I had a winner on Good Friday with Barry, which was nice to see. So I'm on a nice run. I think that's three on the bounce. This week, I'm going to go for that anytime Ian Henderson wincast on Rochdale, which comes in at 7-4, is the avenue I'm going down this week.
Fantastic. Good work. Thank you very much, Jason. Been a pleasure speaking to you. Good luck and enjoy the action on Monday.
Thank you. Same to you, Matt.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.